Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Siski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pinky Woods. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pinky Woods. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lake. Keltner moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett now playing left field. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods covering, for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Boudreaux steals second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox bunts towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Culberson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0-for-1 in the game. Suski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seary moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner fires to third and picks off Seary. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Rocco moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rocco scores. Cullenbein moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suski hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Pinky Woods. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clem Houseman now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. Harder moves to third. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Seary hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seary. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Joe Bowman pinch hits for Clem Houseman. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Judd now pitching. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Culberson bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culberson moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Culberson scores. Fox moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Cronin moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau throws to second for one, and Peters throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cronin scores. Johnson scores. Tabor moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Indians. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Riba now pitching. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.